You know, we had the governor on with us yesterday, and thank him when you see him, because we don't get sitting governors on very often, and it's the second time he's appeared on the show.
It's a new record.
Is it?
It is a new record, yeah.
Good.
If you
become governor,
if you become governor, will you promise us at least one visit every quarter?
That's pretty easy, yeah.
Every 3 months or so? All right. Well, what he had to say, basically what I took away from the conversation we had with him yesterday was, he's not going to play with them. He's not playing with the Democrats. He says we're done with business as usual in the state of Illinois.
Yeah, I mean, this is, I think he's doing exactly what he said when he was campaigning. He said, look, I'm different. I'm not a part of that culture. I'm going to have my own way of doing things. And he has continually said that he wants to, you know, he understands the legislative process. He wants to work with everyone. But he, you know, at the end of the day, he put his ideas on the table. We ran his ideas. At least, you know, at the end of the day, there was five pieces of legislation. The Democrats allowed us, mind you, that's the way the process works. So the Democrats allowed us to run three of those pieces. They were received hostily. And at the end of the day, the Democrats voted them down without putting one vote on them. And, you know, they just kind of slapped him down at each turn.
I almost wanted to laugh a little bit when we talked to him about his relationship with Mike Madigan. And he said, you know, I spent a lot of time before the election getting to know him. And, you know, I think we have a good relationship. And I thought, if that's a good relationship, and this is where we're at, what would a bad relationship result in?
Even when we
tell
you, he was the vitriol in his tone talking about Madigan and the Democrats, and that's when I think I said, you know, how do you work with these people? Let's go a little inside baseball here. Because I have friends that are way out there politically from what I believe. But they are my friends, and we hear that all the time, my good friend. But the stuff they say to me just gets my blood boiling sometimes. How does that work down there? I mean, how can you work with Democrats who, time after time after time, want to do what Democrats do?
Yeah, I mean, that's the challenge we face, right? And so when I say the proposals that we had were, you know, ceremonially just voted down, part of the, you know, the hearing that we had resulted in, and maybe you heard some of this, but I mean, just very negative exchanges between myself and, say, the committee chairman that heard the legislation. My comments were simply, you know, I think this is a reasonable piece of legislation that will help us improve the economy. And the return that I got was, you know, a finger just pointing at me, veins popping out of the chairman's head, no, 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 slammed the gavel, cut me off from questions. It is a very hostile environment down there right now. And so what we're trying to do as Republicans, and I'm sure what Governor Honor's trying to do, is simply go to the public and appeal to the public's sense that we need to do things different in Springfield. And the record, you know, the record of what the Democrats have done in the last 12 years is really, you know, dismal. When you consider, you know, Madigan's out there today claiming to be the champion of the middle class, when you look at what's happened to the middle class over the last 12 years, you've had an income tax hike, you've had high unemployment rates that mean the middle class aren't working, you have this failed economy. So, you know, I think on and on, there's a record of failure, and Ronner's trying to present some alternatives.
But you have people on the other side who are saying that Governor Rauner wants to help the middle class too. And they're saying, this guy has given tax breaks to his millionaire buddies. He's given tax breaks to corporations. And at the same time, wanting to cut some vital services from people who can't afford some of these services. So what do you say to that?
Well, I don't think that's true. You know, I mean, Rauner's agenda, mind you, his legislative agenda has not passed. I mean, no one can say that he's done anything, you know, on those ideas that he has. But truly, the ideas that he puts forward, the ideas at the end of the day, are five pieces of legislation. Workers' comp reform, this has nothing to do with anything but growing the Illinois economy. Lawsuit reform, which means lawyers can't sue as much in the state, which is good for business. Property tax relief, which I think everyone would, especially new homeowners, I know there's one here today, or going to be, would appreciate. Term limits and redistricting reform.
See, those are the two. The term limits and redistricting reform, I feel like those are political.
That's not
and
even
I
to be
don't
on the table
understand
the
how that is going to help generate the revenue that we need to pay our bills.
Well, so, you know, I mean, if you consider, though, how we got here, and look, I understand I've not been a vocal champion of term limits, but I have said that in the climate that Illinois is in, I think we have to consider them. And when you think about the fact that, you know, it's the political leaders who've been there for, Madigan's been there longer than I've been alive. I tell people that, and it really, I think, hits home. He's been in office longer than I've been alive. If you consider all the failures of borrowing from the pensions, not making the pension payments, passing unbalanced budgets, when you consider all of these have been done by the leaders in Springfield who've been there, some of them for decades, then there's a strong argument for new maps and term limits for no other reason than to get some. I mean, this state has 13 million people. We could send some different people to Springfield and presumably have a different outcome.
But how do you get the new maps when they're in control?
Well,
they're the ones drawing the maps now.
But that's why I think that's why this summer you're going to see us taking our argument to the public. The Democrats who are in the legislature today are very committed to Speaker Madigan and his agenda. And the only way in which they're going to move from that is if they go home and they hear from their constituents that we think you need to consider, you know, something different. If those legislators hear that, I think they go to Springfield and they cut a deal. And if they don't hear it, I think in 2016 and 2018, when we have election years, you're going to see significant turnover.
Here's what I think, and this is the way I think. That's not going to happen, because even if they do hear that from their constituents, you've got King Madigan pulling purse strings. You have incumbency, and it's just not going to turn around. What is it going to take? Is it going to take? Is there something? Help me out here. Can we have a ballot that's binding, saying we must change the way the districts are drawn? Go to the polls, and
yeah, we can. There's two ways you can do it. It takes a constitutional amendment. Either the legislature can pass one and put something on the ballot that would revise the way we draw maps, or the public can do it by a voter initiative.
That's what we have.
Right,
and
we didn't get that.
Both efforts are happening right now, mind you.
Yeah, the signature campaign failed on the public initiative, but in the meantime, yes, millions are being spent by both sides. You know, Madigan's doing more direct mail, Rauner's doing television to, you know, get their messages out. But in the meantime, I feel like things are going to go south, and that's going to put the pressure on for some sort of deal. Things are going to get really bad. People aren't going to be paid. Some of the proposals that the governor is suggesting, you know, could really affect people's lives. You know, changing the way elderly are evaluated to stay in their homes to receive home health care.
But mind you, you know, and I agree, and I hope we don't, you know, we don't go down this tunnel, but I feel like it's true. You know, this summer may be a dark summer in Illinois' history. The question is, how do we come out of it?